Buck, how are you?
Oh, are we starting here?
We're on. We're on live.
Jeez, I'm nervous. What we got?
Well, let's start with, I know you've seen a lot of your players at minicamp here over the last few days. What do you think?
Well, they look good. We always look good in the off season, but I don't want to start talking about guys' bodies here. I mean, people think I'm crazy, but we've got some guys that have done a lot of work this off season to get ready. You know, I tell them at the end of the year, I said, you guys get away from it as far as you can. You know, we've picked your friends for you for 8 months, 7 months, and just get away from it. And, you know, they've really been working hard. Brady Anderson's got 4 stations set up around the country that these guys have been connected with. You'll see it in the spring, you know, some of them physically. We haven't had many, other than Manny's surgery, knock on wood, we're in pretty good shape off-season-wise where we have in the past. Nick's had off-season surgery 2 years in a row where he's not been able to do anything, but he looks great. So I'm excited. You know, my wife told me the other day, isn't there someplace you're supposed to go? She said, you got that faraway look in your eye. You don't listen to me anymore. She said, just go. I'm trying to take her up on it.
So here you are. No. Here you are. And
she's talking about Sarasota.
And again, we've talked about this the last couple of years, the passion of the Oriole fans, and seeing it again today, Buck, and hearing their passion for the team. And obviously, you get some tough questions from them, but looking out and seeing these people that are so ingrained with the team, I know you do not take that for granted, do you?
Well, no. Yeah, it's like I was thinking driving in here today with my wife. We were, you know, the snow's starting to melt a little bit. You know, it's been a ride of my life for a long time, and you know, it's springtime. You know, things starting to bloom again. You know, the onset of another Oriole season that means so much to all of us, and you know, the hope springs eternal. I'm not trying to get too deep here, but you know, this is kind of the start of, you know, seeing that ballpark lit up again, home stands, driving home at night, and seeing people in the streets. I'm ready. You know, I want to go get it right. Now, I don't spend time dwelling on other people's players and what we should do and shouldn't do. And you think Zach Britton and Gosman and McFarland, all these guys are hoping we sign a pitcher?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think
no.
so.
No,
no, no, no.
But
is Buck Showalter hoping they're going to sign a pitcher?
Well, if they show up with somebody. I really don't stay up at night about it. I really don't. I Chris Tillman, 2 years ago, we could have traded him for some of these people we're talking about. We didn't. You know, it's like kind of knowing who you are and who you're not. And I like our guys. I like embracing our guys. I'm going to tell them in the spring, who would you trade? You trade Chris Davis for so-and-so's first baseman? Would you trade Hardy for so-and-so's shortstop? Would you trade Manny for their third baseman in our division? Would you trade Adam Jones for this guy? Would you trade Nick? Would you trade whoever ends up left? Would you trade Weider? No.
Manny Machado?
You know, so I don't know. I understand where we got to bridge the gap is pitching-wise. And I think that's – I got the same questions everybody else does. It's because we don't have a lot of track record guys. Miguel Gonzalez and Chin stay healthy. And I think you'll at the end of the day, you'll see us add a pitcher. And it depends on if it's somebody that everybody wants. I don't spend a lot of time coveting other people's players.
You said something a couple of weeks ago when you called in on our Hot Stove Baseball show about you addressed 3 or 4 things that you needed to improve on in the offseason. One on base percentage, keeping the ball in the ballpark. You said something really interesting as well about relaying those challenges to the players and giving them an opportunity to really understand what you want to improve
on. Well, Keith, it's got to be what they want, too.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
if I
say the obvious, one thing I've learned with players, don't sit there and state the obvious. They're going to go, really, Buck, you think I don't know that? You know, there's enough stats in today's game. They know the things we have to improve. But the mistake you make is you go down there and say, guys, we got to improve on this. They go, yeah. Okay. Our job is to say, here's how we're going to do it. But more importantly, I'm going to go to them. How are you going to do it? Tell me how you're going to attack this issue. And it's so hard during the season. Once you get going, and that's why spring training is so precious. And the good thing, we have people that want to attack their weaknesses and our team weaknesses. You know, it's one thing to say we got to get better in the 6th inning as a starter. Okay, how do we do that? You know, as opposed to saying, all right, guys, we've attacked and we've talked to y'all about it. Now it's completely in your corner. But I always like going, all right, come on in here. Let's talk about, Adam, how we're going to attack this. How are we going to get better at this? How can we help you get better at this? Because there's no perfect player. We spend so much time trying to say, all right, Adam should walk more. And this guy should do this more. And this guy should do that more. Well, geez, they wouldn't need coaches or managers then, which – you know, sometimes we don't need. I'm looking forward to it. That's what spring's about. I love spring.
Love it.
Before we go on, I want to congratulate you on, I know, one of the happiest days, and Keith can attest to this, in any parent's life, when your child gets a job in the workforce.
Well, I thought you were going to say got married. I was all happy with that, too.
Now, I know you're happy about that one, too.
Or graduates, but the job part is real important.
Your son entering, can I call it the family business? He's getting to baseball.
Well, you just want him to be happy. I didn't want him to start with the Orioles because I want him to cut his own teeth out of way. You know, we all try to get our guys in our family in the door, and then they're on their own. Could you imagine being 22 years old, coming out of college, going to San Diego, California? He's going to test his discipline. But he speaks Spanish, and I know he's going to spend some time in the Dominican. And
what an experience.
Is that flattering?
Yeah.
Is that flattering that he wanted to follow his dad in the same business?
I think he's cutting his own teeth in a different venue. I think he's probably end up in the front office somewhere. Or he might find out he doesn't like it. I just want him to be happy more than anything else and not have money drive his happiness.
You got some good news on Manny Machado yesterday. He was.
I didn't. ESPN did.
Well, Dan just told us that he's been given the green light
by ESPN. The doctors. I don't know. It'd be like you going to take a physical instead of them calling you with the results. They call ESPN.
Crazy.
I mean, this is a crazy. I don't know. I guess we got a lot of
24/7 news cycle, Buck. It's changed a lot of things.
I'm going to try to keep my mouth shut. I don't have good luck with doctors.
But it's good. But having him on the field. This is my point of this whole thing. And,
well, we hope.
And
we
having, yeah, and having yeah.
him if you see him,
tap into that enormous talent.
If you see him in the middle of March playing in Sarasota, we're in. Simple as that. I'm not going to rush any of that. So I like our chances. And you know what? He's worth waiting for. If it's like they say the good Lord doesn't – if he delays, doesn't mean he denies. You know, if we got to wait a week, we'll wait a week. It's worth waiting on. And, you know, Manny's fine. I'm glad we did it because I think at some point – this year we would have had to do this anyway. I'd rather get it cleared up in the offseason and have it done by the guy that's world-renowned for this type of procedure. And, the diagnosis originally in Tampa by the guy there was wrong, and that's why we wait to get the full reports.
Well, one last thing. If you could share with the fans something you've shared with us before, is the opportunity now the Orioles give certain players that maybe some other teams don't. You've talked about that a lot. And what would Chris Davis is an example. Adam Jones is an example. And
David Lowe, we hope.
David Lowe. I was a guy I was going to bring up, a kid who's got a lot of
You're going to like talent. David Lowe. David Lowe's going to play the game like we want the Orioles to play the game. You know, and, we lost a guy that did that, Nate McClouth, and not going to say this guy's going to be this or that or whatever. He's just going to give himself a chance to be as good as he's capable of being. He was a wide receiver at Mercyhurst College. He played football for 4 years there. That's why he's a little bit older, 27, 28. Athletic, hard trier. We also got 10 other outfielders coming to camp. This is probably as athletic a group of outfielders that defend as a whole well of any group I've ever gone to camp with. This is an athletic group of outfielders. I know Wayne Kirby's excited.
Wow, that's incredible. How satisfying is it as a manager, as a mentor, to see a kid like Chris Davis take that next step and take advantage of that opportunity?
Well, Chris is going to – it's not nearly as complicated as people make it out to be. Chris is – he understands the reality of life. You know, he's married. He's got a baby on the way. We got about 4 babies in the early part of the season.
Does that make you nervous?
It makes the mother nervous, I can tell you that. But, no, I'm happy for him. Chris is going to be a great father, and he's a great husband for him. Jill and him. I just like the way Chris has handled the adulation. He treats people like he'd like to be treated. And he does have the guts. I told him you're going to have to get better at saying no. I told Manny that sometime. You just got to every once in a while say no. And Chris wants to be everything to everybody. And he sets such a great example about, just somebody you're proud of represents you off the field. And whether he goes to an All-Star game, where he goes to an event, and you're proud to say that he's a Baltimore Oriole. And I like getting things that other people might not have got.
Or 1,100-plus victories right here. Yeah, that's true, too. Buck Showalter, the manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Thank you so much, Buck.
That's it.
You're done. You're off the clock.
All right, go eat.
You got me running around here,
buddy. Where
are
the hot dogs at? I saw somebody eating a hot dog.
Buck Showalter and many, many more Orioles guests as we continue live from FanFest on PAL.
The Build a Better.